The Iron Welpling.
The Iron Welpling.
The Iron Welpling.
Welcome back to the Iron Welpling. This is Tim Larn.
I'm Megaron. Chester?
Yes.
Is okay. God?
And before we forget this again, the website is
www.theironwelpling.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And
then the email is theironwelpling@gmail.com.
Ooh. Feel free to send in your spam.
Spam. We love spam.
Hey, you took my joke.
Yes, you did.
Take that, Chester.
Did you say die?
So.
Oh.
I guess
Well, let's start right into it with our first segment.
Yeah.
New patch, baby!
Yeah, new patch.
Takes forever,
God!
Eye of the Storm?
Takes forever to download. Forever!
Yeah,
especially yesterday, dude.
500 megabytes, man.
492 to be exact.
Oh, fine.
Shut up, Megaron.
No, you shut up.
Okay. Anywho, we will start with mage talents.
Because Talorn's a mage.
Yeah. So biased.
Overpowered.
Mage is overpowered.
I didn't draw these. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that was me. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know. I just put it together. All right, just go.
Okay, I went full frost.
Yeah, baby.
Pathetic.
Got my frost elemental.
Pathetic.
Does he own?
He's pretty good. I played a little bit of PvP yesterday.
Do that it's fun.
Yeah, man.
I know it's.
But the problem is you use the stuff to buy like items.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm saving.
Yeah, but that's
core.
Cool.
I don't know, really but a lot of them you need to do the one really long battle.
Wrathy Basin.
No, not the Wrathy Basin.
Alteric Valley.
Alteric Valley, like...
That's the best one!
I don't know. I just don't like it that much, because...
Yeah. Dude, you get so much honor, you just sit in the back and cast aim.
That's the problem. Everybody does that. And then we lose, and we get, like, one.
Yeah, that's because the line sucks. No, that's
right. Exactly. That's why I don't like it.
Okay, anyway. Back to mages. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm saving up for a dagger and an offhand. Pretty.
I'm saving up for a Frostmourne. Yeah.
I need 60 Wrathy Basin marks of honor though.
Oh jeez, man, yeah. You gotta win so many of those. What is that, like 20?
Wins.
20 wins.
Which is like probably. So in other words, 60 alliance losses.
Hey, we won.
Not necessarily though. I don't know.
And
a Wrathy Basin is a little bit different.
Then you need 45,000.
Yeah,
honor.
We do okay there.
45,000?
Yeah.
Say? Yeah, that ain't too bad.
I don't know how much I have yet, but...
I want to get that frickin' bow. That thing looks awesome.
I was just...
I hit 56. Oh, yeah! And I'm almost to 57. 40,000 experience away, baby.
I was just in Warsong Gulch, and it was really sad because in the Alliance side, I get the highest DPS amount of damage done, and I'm a
freaking priest.
Well,
you are a Shadow Priest.
Well, yeah, but
Shadow Priest.
There's like rogues and stuff that probably should have done better than me, but.
Well, yeah, I guess you are only level 57. Going to Alteric Valley, and you probably won't do the most damage.
Well, duh. There's a 60.
Season there.
Oh.
Okay. Well, yeah, full frost. Water elemental.
So yeah. Are you liking it a lot, or?
Yeah, it's okay.
Is it better than before the patch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's okay.
You know what I saw? I saw, like, Warlocks with their new pet or whatever, the Felguard or something.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you guys see that?
Yeah.
What was that one, was it that one huge demonic-looking person?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, maybe it wasn't a Felguard.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Felguard.
Yeah.
But the sad part is, it was owned by a little gnome. That just kind of ruins the whole thing.
Mine was either owned by undead or orcs, so.
Yeah, those things are just different.
I don't know how they are in PvP, but apparently Warlock's own.
Yeah.
Overpowered.
Yep. Mox equal overpowered.
Mage is equal overpowered too.
How the hell are we overpowered?
You get your own.
Okay, let's not start with this shit again.
Mages are not overpowered.
Yes, they are.
Water does not make you overpowered. It just makes you save money.
And then you use it to buy more stuff, so you're overpowered.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
He never spends his money. Are you kidding me?
I know, seriously. I'm saving up for an epic flying mount.
It's pathetic.
Good luck with that.
Carry on.
Didn't you say it's like 450,000 experience to level 61?
Yeah, something in there.
Dude, it's going to take so long.
Wait, how much is it to like 59 to 60?
Like 100? No, it's like 200. In a day?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere in there.
I think I just crap my pants. That's a lot of experience.
Yeah,
a lot of grinding. But they better have a crap load of quests there.
Apparently they do.
Of like collecting crap. Like kill 27 gigantic monstrous demonic ore boars.
Kill
I love demonic
Doom Lord Kazak 20 times.
You're Doom Lord.
That's
you're a Lord Kazak.
That's actually a new world raid boss.
That's always been a world raid boss.
No, that's Lord Kazak. This is Doom Lord Kazak. He's in
the woods. Oh, big difference.
Yeah, apparently we haven't killed him enough times to make him go away.
Wow. All
right, yeah. Moving along.
All right, well, time for the Hunter part.
Which sucks, everybody knows.
I spec'd 42 points into marksmanship and 5 into beast mastery. Just that 5 for the improved aspect of the hawk, because then if I got a 5% chance of like being able to get quick shots, which is just insane, it's like 30% faster. Just me to shut up.
So boring.
Shut up.
You don't have to tell us every single thing
no,
that
I'm
you
got.
No,
I'm not going to. I'm just going to go over this real quickly. And basically, they're not that great. I guess silencing shot is okay, but some of the new stuff that I got was, I'll just tell you this real quick, because they're new. It's called Rapid Killing. It reduces the cooldown of Rapid Fire by 2 minutes after killing an opponent that yields experience or honor your next aim shot, arcane shot, or auto shot. Adds an additional 20% damage, and that lasts for 20 seconds. Then another one that I don't know why I really got this, but it's called Go for the Throat. And after a ranged critical strike, it restores 50 focus to your pet. Another one's called Combat Experience. It increases the total agility by 2% and intellect by 6%. Careful Aim increases your total range power by 45% of your total intellect. Master Marksman, which is like at the very bottom, increases ranged attack power by 10%, and the one at the bottom of the Marksman, Silencing Shot, deals 75% weapon damage and silences target for 35 seconds. That one's okay. I haven't really got to use it much because the realm just came up at like 8:15, and yeah, I didn't have much time to dink around with it, but it looks pretty cool. I don't know. Another cool thing is my DPS really didn't take too big of a hit. I was at like 128 for the pads. Now I'm down to like 126 or something. I can't remember exactly.
What a drop.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Then my pet health went up from 3142 to 3811. So that's cool that they start getting our one of our armor and resistances. So.
Alright.
Need more customization.
Priest.
Priest suck.
Okay, no heals for you. No heals for
you.
You
never heal me anyway. You're too low level to group with me, noob.
I'm not too low level to heal you.
No, group with me.
Oh,
burn.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I don't. Yes, you are. I'd like to see them take you on a MC raid.
Okay.
Oh, burn. Yeah, I'm sure they would. They might.
Oh, they might, but.
57? It's called training noob. It's called training noob.
You would get owned.
It's called training noob.
Dude, a path
hound
would
be
come
pulled
at you and
you.
I'm a priest. I can't take damage.
Exactly.
All right.
You're a mage. You can't take damage either. I can take some damage, but
ice block. Okay, so nobody. Okay, you know what? Nobody cares Taylor, and nobody cares Mangarad. Mute your microphones or something.
What'd you tell us to do with our microphones?
Mute your microphones. Or shove them up your naughty parts, anyways. Alright. I have quite a few new spells here. Let's see. I'm just gonna gloss through. Holy crap. Don't lock me out. Okay. Shut up.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, this is so boring. Okay, sorry. Go.
Yeah, okay, focus. Okay, I have this new one called Focus Mind, where you put 20 points in the shadow, and it reduces mana cost of Mind Control, Mind Flay, and Mind Blast. And I have Shadow Resilience. I forgot to write that one down. Shh, quiet.
Job.
Shadow Resilience, 25 shadow, reduces you being critted by all spells by 2%, and you can put 2 into that, so that's 4%! And, yeah, okay. Shadow Power, 30 shadow crit. You have to put 30 points into shadow. It brings up your crit of Mind Blast and Shadow Word Death by 3%, which I have no idea what Shadow Word Death is.
It's a dispelling expansion.
Oh, okay. And you can put 5 into that, and there's... What the hell does that say? Oh, Misery. You have to put 35 into shadow, and it's plus 1% damage to Shadow Word Pain, whatever MF is. Oh, Mind Flay, and Vampiric Touch. Okay, and then you have the very bottom skill, which is the new one, which is you have to put 40 shadow points in, and it's called Vampiric Touch, and it's 325 mana. 1.5 second cast, 30 yards, and it's 450 damage over 15 seconds. All party members near you gain mana equal to 5% of the damage that I deal. Like, I cast it on them, and then all the shadow damage that's being done to them is 5% mana to the other people. Okay, and that's all shadow. What?
Cool.
That's alright. Cool. It's not that great, though. And then, for some holy stuff, Surge of Light, which 25 holy. 25% for the next smite to be instant. Costs no mana, but you can't crit on it. And that lasts for 10 seconds.
That kind of sucks, not being able to crit.
Yeah, but if it's instant and costs no mana, it's kind of like, holy crap, I'm gonna die, and then you just cast it. Nope. Alright, whatever. Holy Concentration, which is... put 3 into that, and you need 30 holy. It's 2% chance after flash heal or greater heal to clear cast, which means you don't use any mana for the cast. Like, you just cast it, and it doesn't cost any mana. I think that's what it is. And then we have Blessed Resilience, which is you put 30 into holy, and 0 out of 3, and crits you 20%. Wait. Oh, crits to you. Shut up. When you get critted on you, there's a 20% chance to prevent the next crit. Like, if some like rogue's fighting you, he crits you, and then the next crit, there's a 20% chance you will not be critted, and that can go up to like 60%. So that's pretty good.
How long does that last?
It's 6 seconds. But it's the next one. I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
Empowered Healing, which is 0 out of 5, 35 holy. Greater Heal is plus 4% heal, and Flash Heal is plus 2% heal, which is really good for Greater Heal. Like, okay, 5 times 4, that's 20% better heal. 20%. Holy crap, that's a crap load of heal. And the Circle of... Yeah, Circle of Healing, which is the new very bottom thing for holy. It's instant, and it's 400 mana, and it heals everyone in the party in 15 yards for 289 damage to 319 damage instant. So, like, you're in a raid, like, people are dying, you just go, BAM! And it's like, heal.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
BAM! BAM! Okay. And Absolution...
What is that for?
Absolution is...
Still holy?
No, now we're going into Discipline.
Thank you.
Mana, it brings down the mana of of all your dispels, so you know, like, Cure Disease, Dispel Magic, and all that, by 5%, and that you can bring that up to 15% or whatever. And then there's Focus Power, which you need 25 Discipline for, and it's you can put two in there, and it's smite. What the hell does that say? Oh,
get
smite.
Better hand rate.
Yeah, smite and mind blast go up to 2%. Go up 2% for hitting, and 5% up damage to feared targets. So if someone's afraid of you, then they're gonna do more damage to them.
Well,
okay.
Are you done?
No. Force.
Oh, come on.
I'm almost done. Force of will. 25 discipline. Shut up. They need to know this. It's the public needs to know. Spell damage up 1%.
Yeah, because everyone loves a priest.
Yeah. Spell damage up 1% crit of offensive spells. Up 1%. So like this one, you can put 5 into it, so like you can go up to 5% higher spell damage or 5% higher chance of crit for offensive spells. And then here's my favorite one, reflective shield.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Shut up. You can 30 discipline into it, and you can put 5 into it, and it's you reflect 10% of the shield damage that is done to you to the back to the enemy. So if you have shadow or not shadow, power of world shield or whatever on you, and you get hit, 10% of that damage will go back to that person, or up to 50% if you put enough stuff into it, which is pretty freaking strong. And then the last bottom thing for discipline is enlightenment, and you can put 5 into that, and it raises your stamina 1% total. It raises your total stamina in intellect and spirit by 1%. Done.
Welcome to the done life.
What?
Okay.
Anywho.
That was awkward.
So you guys
silence.
See anything else? You know what? I kind of like this new patch because you don't have to like PvP like insanely, but it's kind of gay that you know you can't like people who are like high warlord this week. They don't get any of that honor that they farm this week, do they?
I don't think so.
No, it resets it all. You lost it.
That kind of sucks.
Their fault.
Ouch, that's cold.
That would suck. But it is cool that
by
you
the
can
way,
like PvP on and off, and you can still get pretty cool.
Hey, Mangarant, I was wondering, when you were playing on my guy, where did you go to get all those, like, crypt theme parts? I've been trying to figure out a good place to go.
Deadside.
What?
Deadside. Undead Ooh. Strat.
Oh, you went to Strat?
Yeah.
How was that? So, how'd that go?
Easy, dude.
Did you solo it?
No, I went there with a group. So
JK.
Easy. So easy right. To find a group on that server.
Yeah, I know it is.
Especially if you're a freaking priest.
I'm just like, if I stand in the general vicinity of an instance, I get invites.
Exactly.
I'm just like hanging out near ZF, and all of a sudden, BAM! 20 invites.
I'm 60. Why would I go there?
Jesus Christ. Noobs.
Exactly.
Except
okay.
You're not 60.
Okay.
You're not 60. You're only 57.
Yeah, you shut up. You shut up, Magaron. You're only 56.
Yeah, but I'm almost 57. So.
Good for you. Yeah, Durotar.
Oh,
that's our new. That's our new
this
place.
This is the zone to zone.
We did Elwynn Forest first time. Now we're gonna do Durotar.
Which is the
God forbid
started place. This place is really boring sometimes. Some people really like it though.
I hate it. I'm gonna shoot somebody if they say a Durotar.
Well,
again.
I guess if you do it enough times, it can be really freaking annoying.
Okay. Anyway, big round.
And you would know.
But I know. But we were thinking for each and every show that we just, well, for the first 6 shows or so, that we would like, you know, just do the starting zones for all the people.
And then we do like, and then we just jump to like the level 60 zones.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. We don't know yet. We're still noobs in this whole thing. So. Basic overview of Durotar. It's very, very, very sandy, which kind of sucks.
What? It's very sandy?
Yeah.
It's not sandy. It's like the Badlands.
It's a sandy color.
it's red dirt.
Sandy, exactly. Anyways, basically, you start off in the Valley of Trials when you make a new orc or troll character, and you got to do like a bunch of pretty easy questions.
I'm just gonna mute myself here.
It's like it's like 6 seconds or something.
Cool.
No, like I've never been able to get to level 6 there. Like, level 5 I always get to, and then I run down the road to, what's that place called? Senjin Village. Senjin. And pick up some quests there. And what I usually do is I run all the way up to Razor Hill because there's another quest there.
I hate level 6. That area, this whole area.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm gonna mute myself again.
Okay, then. So, after you... I usually run up there and get, like, this quest for, like, getting eggs for the Echo Isles.
Hey, that's my stuff.
I know.
Okay, carry on.
So... Man, you made me lose my point. So, after you get that quest, and you can go over to the Echo Isles and do all those quests, you probably get up to about 8 or 9 or so. I can't quite remember. Then you can go up to Razor Hill, do a couple quests there. Chester is going to go more in depth with these quests. It's really nice because Orgrimmar is up at the top of Durotar, so it's pretty easy to get to. Just go straight up. You go out of the Valley of Trials and go straight up. It's really easy. So that's cool. There's nothing really too special except for in Orgrimmar. That's like the coolest town ever. I liked Orgrimmar, but the only bad part is everyone's there, so it's kind of like Ironforge for the Alliance.
Lagforge, yeah! Lagrimmar!
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude, some people in my guild yesterday on Vent were saying...
Yeah, stop talking. Move along.
Come on, let him say his point. Game.
They were in Ironforge.
I'm not.
They said the leg was like 3 times as worse as normal. Horrible. All the people
It was when I came in the other day tons of people had their clothes off.
Ew.
Like, did they like lose their
What game were you playing?
Did they lose their armor or something?
Nick, are you sure you weren't doing something not nice on your computer?
No, I swear.
Dave,
what
were
you gonna say?
Nothing. Never mind.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
No, it's inappropriate. I won't say it.
He was gonna say the P word.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. But anyway.
Now people are gonna wonder what the P word is. Carry on.
And most people should know. Okay.
I don't know what
Pickle?
It is.
Well, are we done with the overview?
Basically, yeah. And Taylor, why don't you take it away, sir?
Okay. Yeah. The creatures. Ooh, they're fun. Anywho. Creatures you will be fighting in this particular zone are scorpids, little scorpion dudes, demons. I've never actually seen any demons there. Where are these guys?
They're like, I don't know if they're called demons. I can't remember what the hell they're called. They're like, in the beginning, in the Valley of Trials, it's like the Fell Hunter, and then there's those other blue demon guys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't remember their exact names, but I think they're classified as demons. Might be humanoids. I don't know.
And then there's lions and tigers and bears? Oh, except no lions.
No lions.
Okay. Raptors and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my!
There you go.
Some harpies, lizards, crocolisks, and you forgot one. You forgot one, Megaron. Humans.
Oh, sorry.
As long as your horse...
Also, you get to fight trolls, too.
Trolls? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude. Sweet. Okay.
Yep.
And then, leap bosses, whatever the heck this is.
Well, do you know any leap bosses?
I don't know, there's one scorpion. Just for a quest.
Oh, Sarkoth in the beginning, like level 4?
Yeah.
He's not a leap boss, though, he's just level 4.
Oh, well, fine. I don't know any. Jeez.
Oh, there is one. Or there's a really freaking hard quest. I think it's an elite boss at the end. It's like where the thunder lizards are or something. And he's like... insane, and you're like, oh my god, he's gonna kill me!
Yeah.
Take your pills.
I just did. Alright.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much it for creatures. Man, I don't like this section. Anywho, creatures suck.
Yeah, they do.
Anywho.
But they give good XP, so.
Anywho, Chester, quests. Again.
What? Oh, you're already done? I wasn't listening, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really start the quest.
Quest, alright. There's this one where you had to go collect stuff from, like, killing people. It's really cool.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, like...
Oh, you're funny, guy.
You know, there's... Okay, yeah.
Oh, you're making me laugh, Jeff. You're so
okay.
funny.
Yeah. That's a little far. That's a little far.
You're a little far.
Okay, yeah, most of... I mean, there's no, like, special things in this area. Most of them are basic. Kill, collect, go in cave, find, kill, boss, you know. Nothing special.
Find,
but once,
kill, collect, find, kill, collect.
Yeah, but then, like, there's... Oh, let me think. There's just one notable one in the Sanjin Village or whatever, the Troll Village. You gotta go, like, kill the evil troll chieftain or whatever.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But it's, like, impossible for you to do if you're low level. It's really hard. There's so many guys. And,
yeah, you gotta, like, pull one of them, pull another one, and then hopefully pull another one. You just gotta, like, watch his pathing, and then you can pull him. So.
Yeah, and... Right. Let's see here. Yeah, you gotta go, like, find harpies, collect... I mean, I can't think of anything special. There's not really any...
Well, there is Razorbacks.
Oh, right.
These are main guys, or Razorbacks.
Oh, yeah, you know, or like they're like
Quillbores, Quillbores.
Quillbores.
Yeah, that's what they are.
They're like boar people, and they're like walking around. You have to kill a bunch of those for like different quests.
In Razor Hill.
I hate those around Razor Hill. So annoying. Yeah. Hate them.
Yeah, and then those Thunder Lizards. Oh, I remember that quest.
There's like a big pit with a bunch of Thunder Lizards.
Yeah, but
there's...
But once you get through them all, then there's a guy
okay,
at the end.
Yeah.
Pones
there's...
You.
I don't know if you mentioned it, this, but right next to Orgrimmar, there's also a transportation thing to get you to the Undercity.
Yep,
Right outside of
Orgrimmar. Tyrus Fall of Glades, the Zeppelin.
Yep. And...
So that's pretty cool.
I seriously can't think of any notable quests in Durotar.
You know, they're all just really boring, and you want to get out of there as quickly as you can so you can get to the Barrens.
Huzzah!
That's like
just
worse.
And even the alternative, the Silver Pine Forest, isn't that great.
I don't know, but it's so hard to get up to a high enough level to be able to move on without going to the Barrens. The Barrens is just the easiest way to go, so everyone goes that way.
I know, but it's so...
It is really annoying.
Boring! It's like...
Yeah.
Barrens.
It's kind of like Westfall.
No, yeah.
Really bad. But
anyways.
Westfall isn't nearly as long.
No me gusta.
No Spanish. All right. So,
yeah,
what about
now?
Is that it?
Nah. Well, anyone got anything to rant about? Warlocks? Warlocks.
I have a rant. It has almost nothing to do with WoW, but... It's
yeah,
cool.
Go... No! I don't even want to hear this. No. Not about the Wii. I don't care. Our listeners don't care.
Wii.
No one cares.
I've almost beaten Twilight Princess.
For 2 hours. It's not that hard.
I've almost beaten Twilight Princess.
Well, that's exciting. Why don't you play WoW more?
I am going to now, after this new patch. It's going to be pimping.
I'm a WoW addict. Yep. So, basically it. And if you have any questions about Durotar, send us an email or leave a comment or something with your email, and we'll email you. I'll probably be answering the question because I know like everything about that place because I've started like 3 million alts there. I really have, haven't I, guys?
3 million, you say?
Oh, yeah, 3 million. Oh, wait! We forgot one thing about the new patch. The arenas. Can't you do arenas now?
Oh yeah, they're putting them in, but they're not available yet because there were problems.
Oh, I see. Because everyone was, like, trying to make groups for them last night.
Yeah, there's problems with it now, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. I was kind of looking forward to that.
Chester, you got to get to 60, so you want me to make...
I'm working on it! God.
I'm working on it, too! Stop hassling us! Just because I have a job and a life doesn't mean that...
No, just Chester. I don't care about you, Megaron. Chester has to, so we can make an arena group.
You guys get...
Come here, River.
And then build the bridge and get over it.
You're
okay,
so
before
funny.
This breaks down into some flame fest or something.
I'll get the matches. I'll get the matches.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna stop this here.
No. Hey, wait. How do you like your Wii? Flat or erect?
Oh God. Just be quiet.
Okay. You're nasty.
Yeah,
nasty.
Oh. This is the end of the third episode of the Iron Whelpling.
No.
The Iron Whelp. Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, we're gonna stop this here.
Remember, our email is theinstance@gmail.com.
Oh,
and
it's not
our website is www.theironwhelpling.blogspot.com. Thank you.